This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. I'm here in San Francisco at the SIIA EdTech Leadership Summit, and I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Kathy Hurley, who is the recipient of the Education Technology Impact Award. Kathy Hurley is the Senior Vice President of Strategic Alliances for Pearson. And thank you for joining me this afternoon, Kathy. What an honor.
Robert, it's always a pleasure to meet with you, and I'm happy to be here.
Wow, that was quite an evening last night, and quite a speech you delivered. Really provided reflection on your career, and perhaps you can reflect on some of the highlights and some of the past recipients who are very close colleagues of yours and mine in the industry.
Well, I was thrilled to get the award, and I was honored to get the award. And it was made very special by the fact that Tom Greaves, who I'd worked for at IBM and who had brought me to IBM, gave me that award because he was the recipient last year. And the first recipient was Ellen Biello, who you know, who started the, yes, our Dolls Network, the Dirty Old Ladies of Software, although we're not all old. And she was the first recipient of this. So it was really an honor to be with them and to be with everyone in the industry last night. And it was fun reflecting back. I've been very active in SIIA over the years. The second year of SIIA, was asked to head up the Education Committee, which I did, and I ended up staying on the Education Committee for many years, and now I'm on the SIIA Board of Directors. So I've made many, many friends in the industry. I always say my personal life and my work life kind of go together, because a lot of my friends are people that are in the industry, and as you know, my husband's in the industry. So,
likewise, and it's been a great collegial relationship we've had since we were colleagues. It's now about a dozen years at the Learning Company. And I wanted to mention that you also have been involved in other organizations, the P21 Initiative. You're past chair.
Right. I was past chair of the Partnership for 21st Century Skills, and I hear that you're getting something going on in Canada, and I know that you've been very supportive of that work, P21 work.
Well, you've inspired me and my colleagues up in Canada, most certainly, having been up and keynoted last year. So you've been a pioneer of sorts. I mean, you go back into the industry and you've seen it evolve. Perhaps you can reflect on some of the highlights over the years and where you see it going.
Well, there's a couple of funny stories. One of the things I tell people is that I've probably been bought and sold by more and been involved with more companies over the years, because there's been a lot of consolidation. But I have been really fortunate to work for some of the largest companies in the industry, as well as some of the smaller ones, entrepreneurial, that became large. So it's been interesting to watch these companies over the years that started out as small companies are now the leaders in the industry, not only nationally, but international companies. I know that you know that I work for the Pearson Foundation, so because Pearson's a global company and we're in 70 countries, I get a chance to travel around the world and talking to people in other companies in other countries. And that's been, you know, really a real asset, I think, for me as I go out, you know, meeting new people. I did want to mention something about COSIN, because I used to be on the ISTE board, and I've been very involved with COSIN, which is a consortium of school networking, and they work with districts around the country. And we have a new initiative called Tech Savvy Superintendents, and we're working more with superintendents so that they can become more tech savvy as they're talking to companies and buying technology for the future. But it's probably one of the most exciting times now, the next few years, a lot of changes going on, and I feel like I've had to grow with the industry. I tell people I'm older than software, so I'm always trying to keep up with it. I did mention last night that I kind of catapulted over laptops, went right to smartphones, and everybody would be so happy when I'd go out of the country, and then they realized that I could be on my phone anywhere in the world. So.
Well, you certainly have an eye and a vision for what works. And at the end of the day, it's what works and makes a difference and impacts student achievement, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it does. And I've had a lot of fun. Like I said, I've seen a lot of growth in the industry. You know, I started out as as a special ed teacher, and mm-hmm. I've kind of kept that interest going over the years. And now technology is so just terrific for kids who have special needs and things they can do that they could never do before.
And there are some good examples here. Autism Pro is one that comes to mind that really does make a difference for kids who have those special needs.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see a lot more of those kinds of companies, these kind of niche areas that are really helpful for kids and are going to increase student achievement across the board for these districts.
Thank you so much for this MindShare Learning Moment.
Okay, it's always good to see you. Thanks, Robert.
That was Kathy Hurley, Senior Vice President of Pearson. My name is Robert Merlanchi, the MindShare Learning Report. Until next time, keep the learning curve steep.